Well, for the first 50, it's very used to what we're seeing. Kate out first is her usual custom. She's holding on well here at the moment. Interested to see where the rest of the field is. Lane three at this stage. Shayna Jack really coming home hard, but Kate is holding her ground well.
It's going to be her sixth 100 freestyle title. Let's check the time. 52.03 at the Pan Pacs. 52.35. Pretty smart. Emma McKeon second, and Shayna Jack gets third.
Kate Campbell's victory in the 100 metres freestyle was the highlight of night one of the Australian Swimming Championships. In the commentary booth for Channel 7 was Gian Rooney. Gian, good morning.
Good morning, Jared.
How impressive was Kate?
She was exceptional last night. I think we're so used to Kate producing great swims when she puts it together properly and when there's no pressure on her and when she feels good, and she looked good. She sounded great all the way in the lead up to it. She looked good in the morning yesterday, and last night, I actually can't believe that she still produced that time. 52.3 is, I think, the third fastest time in the world swum in the last 12 months, beaten only by herself and Sarah Sostrom in a world record time. So to put that in context, it's exceptionally fast 100 freestyle at this stage of her preparation. And I think it's all the confidence she needs to produce a great year this year and definitely leading into next year.
So what does she hone in on this year with a swim like that as a foreteller of what she might be able to do?
You know what? I think she's just moved to Sydney. So herself and Bronte Campbell have followed their coach Simon Cusack to Sydney. So it's the first time in her career she's actually had a change of scenery, and it's really working for them. They've only been there since January, so it's not all that long. But I think for Kate to get out of the monotony of her existence and everything that she's done since she was a little girl in Brisbane has helped her so much. It's given her a different focus. It's given her a different finding her community in her little village in Sydney, changed it up for a training venue. And I think it's really worked. She just seems happier in herself and more confident and settled amazingly. So I think she's doing everything right. And I think the fact that she's swimming so fast and getting faster every year at her age and her level in this sport is all the right signs that she can produce in a sensational swim next year.
She, in an interview played prior to the race, she has, you say, settled. She's committed herself to this next phase in swimming, hasn't she? She's made those resolutions in her mind.
She has actually even said, for the first time ever, Jared, in that interview, she said, I can possibly see myself swimming on after Tokyo. That's an extraordinary comment for someone that, in the aftermath of the Rio, was, how do I stay in the sport at all?
Yeah.
Which is understandable after the disappointment that she had at that Olympics. But for any athlete to try and find something to go another 4 years, even if you're at the top of your game at an Olympics, is a hard call to make. So the fact she's done everything right in this last, she's taken some time away from the sport, she's reevaluated, she's decided, yes, I still love this sport and I've still got things that I want to do, is testament to how she's feeling and how happy she is. So for her to publicly say, I can see myself swimming on after Tokyo 2020, means she's in the best possible mindset.
Was there any concern with Bronte Campbell finishing fifth and not making any ground in the back part of the race?
Not at all. I think Bronte is a completely different phase of where she's at. She beat Kate last year to win the Commonwealth Games gold medal 12 months prior, and she took the rest of the year off, had shoulder surgery, had travelled, saw a couple of places in the world, reevaluated. But for her, she needed that for her body to heal and possibly her mind to get back in the game as well. So she's on limited preparation, Bronte, here. So fifth last night in the final, we're not too bad of a time, shows that she needs the next 12 months to build on that fitness and get back to where she was. So not worried to where she is at this stage.
Kyle Chalmers broadened his horizons with a 100 metres butterfly and he won the national championship. What did you make of that?
Look, a few things here for Kyle. We haven't seen him swim a 100 butterfly at this level of competition before. Obviously has the speed and the tactical nous after, being the 100 freestyle Olympic champion. But there's a few things playing here. One is to get as many swims as possible at these Australian Championships. A lot of these swimmers are in training still, but they haven't rested for this meet. So it's almost like a hard training hit out. He wants to swim every night. And Ian Thorpe actually said in commentary as well, he had done it a few times where it's a chance to do your race plan, post a great time, see where you are in your preparation without it the world taking notice of you in your pet event.
Yep.
So a couple of things to play there.
Could you imagine him taking on that race at a major championship?
I thought about it and we had a discussion about it. And as I said, it's 100 butterfly as opposed to 100 freestyle. So it's not outside the realm of possibility. But I think for Kyle, he's probably more focusing on the 200 freestyle, of which he won at Commonwealth Games last year, which was a surprise to us last year, but not now, considering he wants that 4x2 freestyle relay spot as well as being competitive in the individual event. So he would, in an ideal program, he'd have the 100 freestyle, the 4x1 freestyle relay, an individual 200 freestyle swim, and a 4x2 relay. Yep. And I think that is possibly going to be his ideal program.
Yep. Now, the other result, you flagged Ariane Titmus with us last week, and she dominated the 800 as she was always going to. What did you see in her form and in her time to tell you of her progression?
I think we were far more excited and happy with her time and her swim than Ariane was. She's so hard on herself. She led from start to finish, really had to swim her own race the whole way through without relying on anyone pushing her. And she had discussed that in the lead up. 800 domestically, she's out on her own. That won't be the case when she comes to World Championships later this year with the great Katie Ledecky from the US as the world record holder and the very dominant swimmer in that event. So it will change once she hits international racing. Interestingly enough, I don't think she's going to focus as much on the 800. She's a brilliant 800 swimmer, but the 400 will be her main focus, her priority. She's one of only three women in the world ever in history to go under 4 minutes for the 400 freestyle. So I think that is her focus. That's the one that she's favoured, and it goes either way in her training. She's still got the distance legs to do a good 800, but she's actually got a lot of speed. And again, like Kyle, looking for that 4x200 freestyle relay spot. So I think that'll sit in the middle. The 1500 freestyle for women is an Olympic event next year. We certainly won't see Ariane contest that. So she'll stay within the 2, 4 and 8.
Jan, the story that's played internationally is Kate Campbell called out Sun Yang and what's happened on the drugs front with the smashing of vials with blood in it. The Australians from time to time have been especially outspoken in these moments to try to demand a stronger level. What are the ramifications of that? What's the ripple effect when someone as high profile as Kate makes such a bold international stand?
I actually conducted that interview, Jared, and I was quite, not surprised is the wrong word, but I was quite amazed that she actually was as strong as she was on her viewpoint in that interview. And it's not because I don't believe her or back her or think she's got the right viewpoint. She does have the right viewpoint. But as you said, historically, apart from Mac Horton at the 2016 Olympics, where he called out Sun Yang as a drug cheat, everyone has almost sat on the fence when it comes to doping in sport, especially in swimming, and have been afraid to muddy the waters, if you like, or create that ripple effect. So Kate, very, very firm and strong on her stance, which is fair enough because a lot of athletes have had are a little bit sick of the way that things have been conducted in the fact that there is a cloak of secrecy over it. Sun Yang, when he served his ban, so he has been caught for drugs in the past and he served a 3-month ban and no one knew about that, either testing positive or the 3-month ban, until it was done. And so there is this there is almost this mistrust at the moment between the International Swimming Fraternity that they're being kept in the dark about what is happening, and it needs to be a very public process so that everyone has trust and faith in the system. More than anything, the athletes need to trust that the system is doing its job and the system is above reproach. And at the moment, I don't think they feel that.
What would your view be if you were a current swimmer?
I'd be exactly the same as Kate. And we are all in the same boat in the fact that there is a concern that certain bodies or certain countries are finding ways to manipulate the system or to do things in a way that doesn't seem right. And so the fact that we can't speak too much about the Sun Yang case at the moment because the details of what is going on is actually he's appealing the decision. And so in terms of that, legally, we're not allowed to talk about specifics or what he allegedly did or allegedly didn't. But there is a lot going on in this investigation, and it could be quite groundbreaking if it is proven to be that he did do what they are alleging that he did around drug testing.
Yeah, yeah. So tonight, the 100 free for men, is that the highlight?
I think it will be. I think, you know, as we said, Kyle in the 100 butterfly was pretty impressive. And so to see what he can do in his pet event at this stage of the preparation should be very, very exciting. But, you know, I think for all of the athletes, they actually surprised a lot of themselves and surprised us with how fast they were swimming at these finals at these Australian Championships, given that I said that a lot of them are still in hard training and still in work and looking forward to their, I guess, World Championships trials, which are in a few weeks' time.
Jahan Caldwell, it'll be good viewing.
Thank you very much, Jared. Remember, we're live on 7.2 from 8.30pm Melbourne time.
Jahan Rooney with me from Adelaide, the Australian Swimming Championships. So 7.2, 8.30pm. And the heats have been live streamed every morning. They're on at the moment on 7+. So we'll be back with the morning wrap next. This is Waitley for Red Energy, Brawn and Bread in Melbourne. That's Red Energy. And always ahead, the new BMW 3 Series has arrived at Doncaster BMW.